Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin, and I've got SM Twin with me.
Or Simon, hello.
Yes, and it's the 1st of November, and it's, I was going to say it's amazingly warm, but the sun's on the way down, so...
It's cooled down
it's
now.
It's actually quite cold now, especially as we're just having it, we're having to do a lot of standing around while the kids are climbing. We're up in Ashridge in the woods. And there's one of them. Which means I have to pause. Right, we're back. There's a little accident, but everyone's fine. So now we're just going to one of the many dens up here. And then we're going to stay there until everyone's so cold, we'll have to go home.
Well, I might have to start making dinner.
Oh yes, one of the two. I was listening to this boo that Phil did, Daylight Gambler, last week about Christmas and what's the thing to do really?
Lying to your children.
Yeah, you know, do you lie to them about Santa?
That one,
yeah. Oh, good, you've heard it now. Excellent.
I left a comment on there as well.
Oh, did you?
With a link.
Oh. No, I just wanted to... What? A link?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Exciting. I need to check that out. I just wanted to do a boo about it because we face this dilemma. Actually, we've faced it before because we have a slightly different situation. We've got... We're doing it the German way, which means Santa actually comes to the house on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Which means Simon regularly misses him. Because you always have to go off, don't you?
Always get an important phone call.
Yeah, or you're busy somewhere else in the house, and then by the time you get back, he's gone.
Santa,
yeah. Yes. And we can actually see that he likes the mince pies, and he's quite partial to your whiskey, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
he shares my taste in whiskey.
Yes. I think we had this before last year or so where Emilia said, "Oh, Santa's got Daddy's shirt on. I bet it's really Daddy." Because she always comes out with these things in front of Henry, and I want to preserve the whole magic of Christmas a bit longer for him, I tried to persuade her that no, lots of people have that shirt. Why wouldn't Santa have a shirt like that? But then she also thought that she recognised your glasses, even though they're your super old reading glasses that she's never seen before. So what are we going to do? We're going to have to, I don't know whether I just have to have a little talk with her before Christmas to kind of say, yes, you were right, but can you just not say anything in front of Henry? Because see whether he goes along with it, because he's in absolute awe of Santa, isn't he?
Mm.
And I thought it was quite nice because we always had to perform a song or a poem or something.
When you were a child?
When I was little, yeah. And then you got your presents. And then Santa always knew when you'd be naughty. And he said, right, if you're naughty again, you know, I know these things about you, then you'd have this bunch of sticks and said, right, I'm going to give you a... little reminder next year kind of thing. So there's always that kind of threat there as well, that you had to behave.
Corporal punishment.
Yes. I know, it's not very PC, is it? I think our costume doesn't even come with that though, so we're fine. Because I thought, when I was a kid, because I obviously loved the story of Phil setting a burglar alarm to catch Santa in the act.
Brilliant.
And then...
Brilliant.
That was brilliant. And then sleeping through it, just like children do.
Yeah. I thought I'd shown great ingenuity there.
That's what I thought.
Hopefully it didn't set back his faith in science too much. Because of the failure that it appeared to be.
No, it probably went off.
Yes, no, but he didn't hear it, so...
Oh, right. Yeah, I know, but you grow out of these things, don't you?
Mm.
Our age, you wake up with anything. You wake up from a text message. What was I going to say? Yeah, so see, when I was little, see how I found out was, so I had kind of the same thing that Amelia's experiencing. So, you know, number one clue was my dad moved out and then Santa stopped coming round. So that was like a big one. Then,
yeah, let's not do that.
No, okay. No. I just mean that's how it was for me. And then number two was he would make a special trip for me after Christmas when I was at my dad's and come round again specially. That was clue number two. And then clue number three was I caught him wearing my dad's wellies, and I think that's when I knew. But I don't know how old I was. And my mum would always do the Christ child, so I'd have to go to my room, then there was some busy activity, and then there'd be presents under the tree. And I went along with
it.
How
does that work?
Well, it's like a Santa visit, like, you know, the English style, sort of, you know, Christ child is coming. Oh, you better go to your room because you're not supposed to see him, her, it. Right. So you disappear
and then, deposits presents under the tree, and then
yeah, and my mum had this white fluffy jumper, and we had frosted glass in the door, so all I could see was something white flitting about, so it worked very well.
Right.
Yeah. So and I went along with it because I quite like, you know, the idea of that and the magic of Christmas. So be ashamed to lose it, but yeah, at some point we can't really do the whole Santa comes round anymore when they know, and that was the other thing. What are we going to do afterwards? Once you know, if you can't play Santa anymore, you know, do we just give each other the presents, or how are we going to do it? What are we going to do? Or do we just say to the kids, oh, look, they've been left in the morning, do we then go like English style, but then they're not going to believe in Santa anymore anyway? So what are we going to do? What are we going to do next? You know, post Santa, so to speak. Post Santa visits.
I'm worried about what we're going to do now. So you're going to have a chat with Amelia and get her to play along with it.
Yes, which is going to be tricky. Because
trust her to not spoil it for Henry.
Yeah, because she'll just go around tapping her nose the whole time. So I don't know whether she can keep that secret. Mm-hmm. It's too important. So I don't know. We could try that one. See if it works. And then let Henry work it out for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And just go along with it, or we could even do it. Well, we'll see. They might still like a visit from Santa, even if they know Daddy is really Santa. At least you don't have to pretend to get a phone call then.
So, what is it like for you as a memory? Is it a happy memory?
What, finding out?
No.
Or Santa coming round?
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'd always been good, you see, so I had nothing to be afraid of.
Right, so you think that Amelia doesn't
and I quite looked forward to a little performance of a poem, because we had to learn lots of poems by heart. So I was like, oh, which one shall I pick?
So you think Amelia...
Or singing a song or something. I was fine with that.
Amelia doesn't want to believe in Santa because it becomes... because it's more... It's more hassle. Convenient for her to not have somebody who's going to berate her for being horrible to her brother all year.
Yeah, but it's just normal to have a little reminder that you need to be nice to your little brother. But also, here we go. We were just talking about that, and now they've got huge sticks. But also because I go, oh, why don't you play something on the viola for Santa?
Hmm.
Maybe we can say, well, that can be your part of your daily practice. I don't know.
What do you think about the idea of this being the only lie that you tell your kids?
I don't really consider it a lie as such. It's just, you know, it's just pretend, isn't it? The only thing
that's what lies are.
Was it only... Well, I don't know, but it's just kind of a magic... It's like a fairy tale. See, and fairy tales as such aren't really lies. They tell you some sort of truth. They just tell you in a way that you understand better, that illustrates the point better, and that makes it a little bit more magical and tells it in a way that children understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I didn't really consider it such a big lie. There's worse things. It was uncomfortable having to sort of distract her when she was coming out with it in front of Henry. That felt a bit like, ooh, am I going to have to lie to her? That was worse. I'm getting cold now.
Mm.
I'm at the end of the boo anyway.
So you're not walking around.
No.
So we don't know what to do.
No.